Monitor here. I'm Merrill Muller for Frank Blair. If you've been to New York and have seen Gwen Verdon play Sweet Charity, you've probably gone away remarking to yourself how natural and relaxed she is. You'd never dream that she arrives at the theater and leaves on an airtight schedule. In fact, she can't even stop to talk to anyone for fear of falling behind. And she'll tell us about it in fewer than 4 minutes. Vicky Carr on Monitor.
Save ahead, plan ahead. Saving makes the difference. Save today, the easy way. Saving makes the difference. When you save at your savings and loan.
Save with the people who specialize in saving. Your nearby Savings and Loan Association.
Save at your savings and loan.
Summertime means the living is easy, but I don't know where. On Broadway, it means the living is hot and humid, according to our man Leonard Probst, who covers the scene, rain or shine, winter or summer.
It's summertime on Broadway. The temperature's up in the 90s, the number of shows down to only 17. It's the time of year when even the air conditioners can't take it. That happened last week at the musical Sweet Charity. The star of the show, redheaded Gwen Verdon, went out front before the curtain went up, told the audience that the air conditioning had failed, and said, "We can stand it if you can." Despite the heat, nobody left the Palace Theater. There are a number of problems in working on Broadway in the summer, the chief one being how to beat the humidity. One way to survive is to escape, and that's just what Miss Verdon does to a summer home in the town of Glen Cove, Long Island, 20 miles from the Palace Theater at Broadway and 47th Street. I talked to Miss Verdon about her nightly trip to the theater this week in her dressing room backstage at the Palace.
When I leave my home, I've just finished dinner. So I smoke an after-dinner cigarette on Glen Cove Road. Then as we go through Roslyn Heights, I put on my base, which is like a grease paint. Then, as we turn onto the Long Island Expressway, I'm up to the powder and the pancake. And between turning onto the Long Island Expressway and the graveyard, which is by Brooklyn, I have to make sure I've put my eyelashes on because there are bumps in the road and I just never get them on. And I've given up trying to do my eyebrows. I wait till I get into the dressing room because I once arrived looking like Rasputin. As it is, I start out looking like Huckleberry Finn and I arrive looking quite gorgeous, so, except for eyebrows. But there are, I do have sort of stations along the way. I know that I've been kind of wasting time if I don't have my lipstick on by the time we hit exit 46. I have to have my mouth on by then or it's tough luck.
Who drives?
I have a driver. My husband figured out that if somebody else drove me, I could leave 1 hour and 10 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And I could then put my makeup on in the car. And when you figure out over a month, I think you wind up spending 5 extra days at home. If you count up the hours.
Uh-huh. And this ride takes 50 minutes?
Yes.
And when you get to the Palace Theater on 47th and Broadway, how close are you to going on and being Sweet Charity in the...
Well, I have to put my costume on and a hairpiece, which is like four little curls on top of my hair. I use my own hair, except we add four curls. That takes about 5 minutes. And then, as I said, I have to put my eyebrows on. It's the only thing I don't put on, and then I'm ready.
Let's go back now. You've been through the show. The show runs, what, 2 hours and 30 minutes?
Yes.
What time does the curtain go down, and how do you go back on this route?
Well, the curtain usually goes down at 11:03 to 11:07. That's the latest it ever goes down. Then I am usually out of the theater and in the car. In fact, we're turning off 47th Street onto Broadway at 11:10, because I always see the clock at the Edison Hotel. So at 11:10, we are en route. By the time we get to the toll station at the Midtown Tunnel, I'm in the middle of a sandwich. So I eat my sandwich and drink my milk or cottage cheese and oranges, whatever it is that I'm going to have that night. And by the time we get over the bridge, and now we're by the cemetery again, then I start reading the paper. And I read the paper from there to turn off 39 North.
You're in the back seat now with the light on?
Yes. Then as soon as we go to 39 North, that's Glen Cove Road again, then I turn off the light and start taking my makeup off. So that by the time I get home, my makeup is off, I've eaten, I've read the paper, and I'm almost ready for bed. I take my tattoo off in the car and everything.
But do you come into your house looking like Sweet Charity as far as your dress goes?
Oh, no, no, I've changed. I've changed. That only takes 2 minutes to get that off. In fact, I start taking my hairpiece off while we're taking bows. I leave a pin in the front and a pin in the back so it shouldn't flop when I bend over. And so I get that off. I'm undressed by the time I get down to my dressing room. At least my dress is all undone. My hair is off.
What if somebody stops and says hello to you? Does that throw the whole schedule off?
It does. It's awful. I've been known to be quite rude because I keep thinking of my schedule.
And then by midnight, you're Cinderella once again.
By midnight, I'm Cinderella.
Back
and usually,
home.
Well, it's a marvelous kind of Cinderella. I'm usually swimming in a swimming pool by 12 o'clock. It's Cinderella in reverse, in a way.
Gwen Verdon, a Cinderella who uses the backseat of a car for something other than backseat driving. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, and that's it from Broadway.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Now, a different kind of ride with Lawrence Welk on the Wabash Cannonball.
We'll be right back.
The National Automobile Dealers Association asks this question. Do you know the basic rules for driving safety? Now, wait a minute. Don't tune out the rest of this message. Sure, you've heard hundreds of driving safety tips before, and you probably think, I don't need that. I'm a safe driver. Well, before you think about something else, think over this message from the NADA. Most accidents happen to drivers who know the safety rules. They just don't think about them. Well, think about them and stay on the monitor beacon. Next, Tony Bennett.
It's never too late for rainbows to shine, for whispering violins and bubbles in the wine. It's never too late to ring like a bell, a carousel. The summer is green, the autumn is gold. So no matter when love comes, it's heavenly to hold. Let your heart stay young and strong. Just one note can start a song. So don't worry about how long you've had to wait. It's never too late. It's never too late. About how long you've had to wait.